Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you for chiming in with us today. We pray that you will please enjoy the services to the extent that you keep coming back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week for the last 10 and one half years. Amen. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your kingdom coach and your host on this morning. Amen. Giving God all the praise, all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Amen. Amen. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. Glory be to God. And God is good to us every day. Every new mercies we see. We want to thank him for keeping us in the midst of a pandemic. We want to thank him for his keeping power on our lives. Amen. We want to, amen, continue with our teaching. Amen. On spiritual warfare. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God, amen, for his wisdom and the word, that the word of God never returns into him void, and it always accomplishes everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we pray as we move forward today that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. Up to this point, we have covered, amen, and our teaching on the whole armor of God. Amen. We want to thank God for it over the last week or two. We pray that you are learning. We pray that you have, you're coming with your notebooks and your pads and your Bibles, and you are being enlightened, amen, through God's word. Amen. So we've been talking about the whole armor of God, amen, and we just want to thank God, amen. The armor consists of seven pieces, amen, and so we want to bless the Lord, amen. And so we've touched base on some of it, amen, and we pray that you have received an understanding up to this point. We have covered the loin belt of truth that we covered on yesterday. Amen. The breastplate of righteousness, we covered a little bit. We may come back, piggyback on that, amen, and go a little bit deeper with the breastplate of righteousness. We talked about the shoes of peace, the shields of faith, and amen, we spent some time on that helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, amen. Now, today, beloved, we want to jump, amen, to amen, that last, another piece that most people don't talk about. I heard our minister, Joanne, on last night, amen, mentioning, amen, the cane or the stick, amen, that, amen, the soldiers walked with. But we're going to talk about that piece today, beloved, amen, glory be to God. And you don't hear a whole lot about that. Most people cut it off before they get to that, amen. They only focus on the six pieces of the armor. They talk about the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. They talk about the belt of truth. They talk about the shoes of peace. They talk about the sword of the Spirit, and they talk about the shield of the faith. But that's only six pieces. But we have seven pieces in our armory, beloved. And so we want to focus on, amen, peace. number 7. Glory be to God. Amen. And Paul tells us what that seventh piece is when in the 18th verse of Ephesians chapter number 6, he tells us praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, beloved, there it is. There it is. That's that seventh piece that people want to overlook. Glory be to God. When you read the commentations, when you read the expositors, amen, and they all want to work up to this point. You talk to people that talk about our armor. They talk about the six pieces, beloved, but they say it's seven pieces, but they only talk about six. Glory be to God. They all agree that there's seven pieces, amen, that God has given us in our weaponry, beloved. Amen. And so, hallelujah. So if that's the case, when Paul breaks down to us, amen, the pieces and make sure that we put on the whole armor, then Paul's list is incomplete. If it's only six pieces, if we're only talking about six when there is seven, glory be to God. And so that one piece, beloved, that most people overlook is called the lance. Amen. Glory be to God. And they came in different forms and different shapes. Amen. But the proper word for that piece that we want to talk about today is called the lance. Hallelujah. Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God. He didn't say put on one piece, two pieces, three pieces. No, Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And if it's true, beloved, that the lance is not a part of our armor, as some commentators claim, then it isn't possible for us to put on the whole armor of God. If we can get dressed without that stick, amen, that she called it last night, amen, and we're going to break that down for you this morning, amen, glory be to God. If you leave that out, glory be to God, then we haven't put on the whole armor of God. Because, beloved, the lance was a strategic part of the Roman soldiers' weaponry. Glory be to God. See, and although the lance is not specifically mentioned by name in these verses, when we read in Ephesians chapter number 6, beloved, it has to be in this text. Otherwise, we do not have on the whole armor of God. The lance is included as part of the set of our spiritual equipment. Glory be to God. And Paul says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, beloved. This weapon, glory be to God, that Paul is talking about, our seventh piece in our armor, is the lance of prayer and the lance of supplication. And beloved, when you wield the lance of prayer and supplication, this powerful prayer tool is thrust forward into the spirit realm against the malicious works of the adversary. Oh, glory be to God. This is what knocks them back. This is what knocks them out. Glory be to God. When we forcibly, the violent, take it by force, when we forcibly hurdle this divine instrument into the face of the enemy, you exercise the power that God has given you to stop major obstacles from developing in your personal life. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. The lance of our spiritual armor, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah, is our prayer life. Praying always with all prayer, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Not praying in the flesh, but praying in the spirit. Glory be to God. This is the lance of prayer and supplication. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, amen, the lances that was used by the Roman soldiers, amen, they was large. The lance that they used was diverse. See, glory be to God. And they varied in size. They varied in shape. They varied in length. Glory be that some of them was long, amen, like a walking cane. Some of them was short. Amen. Glory be to God. These weapons were devised to be used to attack an enemy from a distance. The short one was thrown with great force. Glory be to God. They were throwing at the enemy. They were hurling at the enemy against the tremendous distances. I mean, glory be to God. They was proficient, amen, in wielding, amen, this lance. And the purpose was to strike the enemy from afar. And because different lances was thrown at different distances, they came in all shapes, and the lances came in all sizes. The particular lance chosen by a soldier depended on how it was to be used. By revelation, beloved, by divine revelation, Paul, glory be to God, begins to compare these various lances to the various kinds of prayer that God has made available to us. Various kinds of prayers. Glory be to God. Oh, there's more than one way to pray. There's more than one kind of prayer. Various kinds of prayer. This is our lance. Glory be to God. And like the lance came in different sizes and shapes, but the Lord has given us various kinds of prayer. And this is why he said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In verse 18, he says, praying always with all prayer. I want you to notice the word all prayer and supplication. You see, beloved, when a believer becomes effectively uses prayer, has an effective prayer life, see, hallelujah, praying when you don't feel like it. Come on, somebody. Praying on Friday nights when you don't feel like it. Praying in the noonday hour when you don't feel like it. Praying at the 9 o'clock hour when you don't feel like it. Praying in the midnight hour when you don't feel like it. Praying when you feel like it. Praying when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. Praying, praying, praying. Refusing to stop praying. Praying when you're tired. Praying when you got strength. Praying when you're happy. Praying when you're sad. Praying when you're broke. Praying when you're full, praying when you're empty, praying when you're lonely, praying when you're crowded, praying, glory be to God, when all your needs are supplied, praying when you're lacking needs, praying when you're sick, praying when you're healthy, praying, praying, praying. Oh my God, hallelujah. Praying always. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, beloved, when a believer effectively uses prayer, that prayer becomes a lance that can be thrust forth into the spirit realm against the malicious works of the adversary by forcibly hurtling this divine instrument of prayer into the face of the enemy. A believer can exert great spiritual power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power. Glory be to God. And a believer can exert great spiritual power, literally attacking the devil from a distance in order to stop major obstacles from developing up close in your personal life before the devil even get a chance to get to you. Prayer knocks him out. Oh, he was coming your way, but because of your prayer life, that appointment was canceled. Oh, yeah, you was on the devil's list to get to today, but because of that prayer life, he can't get to you. Why? Because you throw your lance in prayer, and you knock the boy out, and you cause him to fleeing. You cause him a running. Oh, yeah, glory be to God. Oh, yeah, prayer. Jesus knew the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus had a consistent prayer life. Oh, yeah, the worth of prayer, the
power of prayer. Oh yeah, my house shall be called the house of prayer. We got to pray. It is our only defense. Glory be to God. And when the devil sees prayer coming, he's a running. Oh, glory be to the living God. Thank you, God. Thank you. I say you can knock the devil out. You can knock the devil out. Keep him out of your finances. Keep him out of your health. Keep him out of your relationships. Kick him out of your family life. Kick him out. Kick him out. Glory be to God. You don't have to wait till he gets there. You send your lamps out to even stop him from getting any closer. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah, my God, my God. We want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Beloved, we want you to especially notice where Paul says, with all prayer. With all prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Praying always with all prayer. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Beloved, this word with all prayer is taken from the Greek word and translated with all kinds of prayer. All kinds of prayer. Beloved, do you understand? Hallelujah. There are various forms of prayer that are available to you to use as you pray and you wage spiritual warfare. Don't wrongly assume, beloved, that all prayer is of the same kind. Oh, no. All prayer is not of the same kind, beloved. Just as the Roman soldiers use all kinds of lances in battle. They said, I'll take the short one today. Give me the long stick today. Give me that one today. Yeah, give it. Come on now. Yeah. Paul lets you know that there are many forms of prayer that are available for you to use in this fight of faith. Glory be to God. And he tells us the fight, the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Yes. Beloved, don't get stuck with just one form of prayer. The Bible tells us that there are several kinds of prayer. And you need to learn to use every kind of prayer that's available to you. Glory be to God. Paul says, praying always with all prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Here, I want you to notice that he commands us to pray. This is not a suggestion. This is not doing if you feel like it. But this is a command for us to pray always. Always. When we look at the Greek word always, it means each and every. Each and every. If you're always there, you're always there. Hallelujah. Each and every appointment, each and every opportunity, each and every time. Always. Glory be to God. You can say, beloved, this word, hallelujah, is an all-compassing word that embraces everything, including the smallest and the most minute of details. Oh, glory be to God. Each and every occasion. But I want you to notice, hallelujah, that Paul goes on to say that we are to pray with all prayer. Somebody write that down this morning. With all prayer. Hallelujah. This word, beloved, in the Greek means all kinds of prayer. He said pray with all kinds of prayer. You ain't got to come with the same prayer all the time. Switch that baby up. Switch it up. Change your lance. Oh, work with what you got. Work with what you need to work with today. Glory be to God to assist the church in maintaining a victorious position in life. Paul has given, hallelujah, God has given, beloved, his people various kinds of powerful prayers. Oh, glory be to the living God. Most people don't realize that there are different kinds of prayer, but according to this verse, hallelujah, God has actually made many forms of prayer available to us to use as needed, such as, glory be to God, the prayer of faith. Come on, somebody. Such as the prayer of intercession. The prayer of consecration. the prayer of agreement. Oh, glory be to God. The prayer of petition. The prayer of thanksgiving. United prayer. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith. Hallelujah. And so forth. Oh, yes, beloved. There are different types of prayers. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can pray, hallelujah, with the singing. You can come singing. You can come, offer God a prayer and songs. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can offer God a prayer. Hallelujah, with the clapping of your hands and the dancing of your feet. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you're praying alone. Sometimes you're praying with somebody else, touching and agreeing. Sometimes you're interceding. Sometimes you're coming with your petitions. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. These are all different kinds of prayers. Pick up your lance. Pick up the lance. That seventh piece and our armor and work it. Swing it at the devil. Put a hickey on his head. Oh, glory be to God. Bruise his eye. Yeah, send him to the ER. Yeah. How did you do it? And you over here and he over there because you threw your lance out. Hey, glory be to God. If I can get a prayer in, if I can pray one more prayer, I can't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. Gotta hear your cry. For the Lord has promised and his word is true. I said, don't stop praying, saints, because God will answer you. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Oh, glory be. Hallelujah to the living God. Paul instructs us to use every form of prayer that has been made available to us as it is needed. No one kind of prayer is better than the other. Each prayer serves a different and a necessary purpose in the life of faith. Sometimes, beloved, life can be difficult and challenging. Glory be to God. For one thing, the devil doesn't want you to be blessed, and the devil does not want you to be successful in your endeavors. So in order to face the inevitable attacks that arise against your marriage, the attacks against your finances, the attacks against your body, the attacks against your job, the attacks against your projects, and your career, beloved, you must come to realize that prayer is indispensable. You cannot succeed as a Christian without an active and an effective prayer life. No matter how anointed you are, no matter how skilled you are, no matter how gifted you may be, or how bold and courageous you think you are, beloved, you simply cannot maintain a victorious position in life apart from prayer. Without prayer, you can be absolute, beloved, absolutely sure that you will experience total defeat. But as you develop a lifestyle of prayer, taking advantage of every form of prayer available to you, you will find that victory is yours in the midst of every challenge. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Beloved, never forget that prayer is a vital piece of your spiritual weaponry. If you neglect this strategic piece of weaponry, you will find that the enemy keeps attacking you from up close. Glory be to God. All up in your face. You say, how that rascal get up in my face? Because you neglected the seventh piece of your armor. You neglected that lance. Oh, you got to pick that lance up, baby, and pray till you sweat. Oh, glory, pray till you lose track of time. Pray, pray, pray. Hallelujah. Pray until the Holy Spirit gives you the benediction. Pray until the Spirit says amen. Pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But as you learn to pray with authority, you will develop the ability to strike the enemy from a distance and therefore maintain a victorious position in your life. Pray, pray, pray. Hallelujah. God has shown me dreams and visions. Even right now, God bless her. Hallelujah. Erica. Erica was not supposed to be living today. Erica was supposed to be dead. Because the Holy Spirit showed me. Hallelujah. If the devil had his way, we would have been, hallelujah, laying my middle daughter to rest. You hear what I'm saying? And that was before the fire. Hallelujah. In that new house. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Prayer. 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 Hallelujah. Lord, I didn't wait to get to no prayer altar to pray. We thank God for the prayer altar. I went to my own personal altar. I shut the door. He said, go into your secret closet. Shut the door. Shut the door. You hear what I'm saying? Not only Erica, even myself, I should have been dead. Glory be to God. A whole bunch of situations would have taken place. But let me tell you something. God showed you, show us the devil coming. The devil coming with his agenda. Beloved, when you go into your arsenal and pull out that lance, glory be to God, and you knock the devil down 6 miles away, 6 blocks away. You're not going to wait till he get on your block. You're not going to wait till he knock on your door. You're not going to wait till he try to invite himself in or bully himself in. No, you're going to take that rascal out from afar with your lance. Baby, you can't be too slowful to pray. You can't be lazy when it's come to prayer. Tell your flesh you're going to sleep later. Tell your flesh you'll go to sleep later. Sleep was what stopped, amen, the disciples, Jesus in the garden of Gethsemane. He said, boy, can you pray with me for 1 hour? No, but they want to sleep. But they want to sleep. And the Bible says, and the enemy came, amen, hallelujah, beloved, and creeped up on the children of God when the children of God were asleep, physically asleep, spiritually asleep. Baby, you got to tell your flesh you get around to sleeping. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pull the lance out. Paul didn't say put on all your armor, but your lance. He said, no, put on your whole armor and don't forget your lance. Praying always with all kinds of prayers. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has placed the lance of prayer at your disposal, beloved. So you can be assured of absolute victory. You can be assured of total victory. As you use this lance of prayer and supplication, beloved, in all its various forms, you will continually reinforce Jesus Christ's triumphant victory over Satan and gloriously demonstrate Satan's miserable defeat in every area of your life. Not just one area, beloved, but we're talking about every area of your life. Glory be. The various kinds of prayer, beloved, have all been given to you for your benefit. Various kinds of prayers given to you for your spiritual growth. So I want to encourage you this morning. Take the time to study the word. Take the time to learn how to pray with all kinds of prayers. Beloved, don't let this day go by without spending quality time in prayer with the Heavenly Father. There is victory waiting on the other side. We said there's victory waiting on the other side. Glory be to God. So we close with the same scripture we opened up with. Hallelujah. No, let's just do this a different way. The Holy Spirit show me we're going to close doing it this way. Ephesians 6, go there.
Hallelujah. And Lord's willing, amen, hallelujah. We'll see what happened next week. We might come back and summarize some of this if the Lord says so. All right, here we go. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse number 13. Take unto you the whole armor. I want you to pay attention to the word whole. The whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. You see that? If you don't put on the whole armor, you're going to tilt over, baby. If you don't put on the whole armor, you're going to fail. If you don't put on the whole armor, the devil going to win. All right, now I want you to look at this. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about in truth. That's one piece. One, right? That belt of truth that we talked about yesterday. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's number two, the breastplate. The third piece of armor, beloved, in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's your shoes. Then verse number 16, this is our fourth piece. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse number 17, this is our fifth piece of prayer. Glory be to God. Wait a minute. Let me slow down. Wait a minute. Let me. Okay. Okay. Your loin girded about with truth. That's one. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's two. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's three. Taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's four. Amen. And taking unto you the helmet of salvation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's five. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that's six. So whenever you talk with somebody and they say there's six pieces to our armor, say, nope, they got to keep reading. There's seven pieces to our armor. And then I want you to take them straight to verse 18, to the lance, to that stick, Sister Thurman, that you call it. But actually, it's more than a stick. Amen. It had a blade at the end of it. Amen. I didn't go in because of amen. I didn't go. Maybe we'll come back and wrap it on again. But it was more than a wooden stick. Stick you don't want to be around. That was a stick that had blades. It's called a lance. That's the seventh piece of our armor. Our spiritual armor composes of seven pieces, not six. The church body wants to stick on six. They want to stop at verse number 17 when they talk about the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. But no, no. Show them, Bible student. Verse 18. Say, no, baby, we got seven pieces. Let me show you. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer, prayer, praying always, and praying with all kinds of prayers. Not just one prayer. You ain't got to pray the same prayer all the time. All kinds of prayers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of intercession, the prayer of supplication, the prayer of petition, oh glory, the prayer of consecration, the prayer of thanksgiving, hallelujah, united prayer, and so forth. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. The missing piece of our spiritual armor. Pick it up today, beloved. Pick it up today. Lord, we thank you for entrusting us with all the weapons we need to keep the devil defeated in our lives. Forgive us, Father, but not always taking advantage of the full weaponry that you have provided. Prayer is powerful. Yet we admit that we have neglected this piece of weaponry in our lives. Forgive us for allowing ourselves to get too busy to make time for prayer. Instead of ignoring this vital piece of weaponry, we want to learn how to use every form of prayer that is available to us so we can stop the devil from making up close attacks in our lives. Thank you for this vital weapon of warfare. Please teach us to use it powerfully, to use it forcefully, and to use it effectively against the works of the devil. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Thank God for the word of God on today. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. And speaking about our land, speaking about that prayer, we want to make an announcement that we're going to be at prayer tonight at 10 o'clock. Now, I know some of you, glory be to God's home, glory be to God, amen, because sometimes you're tempted because you want to look at a movie. You want to look at TV. You want to do other stuff. Glory be to God. You want to sleep. You want to do all that. Glory be to God. We are encouraging you to make a sacrifice. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because it's all different kinds of prayer. See? Well, I'm just going to pray in my own personal closet. Yeah, you can do that too. And you can pray corporately too. So glory be to God. Just know, just let the Spirit lead you, beloved. Sometimes we just in rebellion. We just ain't going to do it because Pastor Bradford asked me. I just ain't going to be there because they looking for me to be there. Just let the Spirit lead you, beloved, because God blesses your intentions. Amen. We're going to be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock today, and we're coming back at 10 o'clock tonight. We're coming back with our lance. We're coming back sharpening up that lance, huh? So we can throw it from a distance. So right now, the devil is making plans, glory be to God, to creep up on somebody. To creep up on somebody in your health. Huh? Yeah, he think he's going to diagnose you with that Delta. Huh? In your finances, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your business. We can pull out that lance and say, we don't think so. We don't think so. You got to choose a different address because it won't be this one, baby. It won't be this. You got to choose a you got to choose a different family. And we're going to pray for the family that you choose, but it ain't going to be us. It ain't going to pass for me in my house. No, we don't think so. And how are you going to stop that rascal? You're going to pull out your lance. Praying always in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. All right, that's our announcements for today. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry. The gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. If you desire, amen, to sow into the good soil of this word, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, amen, you shall receive 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen, in Jesus' name. At 8:30, they're going to be interviewing me on all the social media networks. I don't know. Amen. Just go to my Facebook page. I'll make sure they hook it up on Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're not asleep, look, if you need to take a little nap before the 10 o'clock call, that's okay. You can catch the rerun on Facebook. That ain't all that important. The prayer is more important than you seeing me. All I'm going to do is glorify Jesus. The same way I'm glorifying Jesus right now, I'm just going to be in person. Amen. I'm just going to have my face showing. Amen. Because I'm in person right now. I'm no lot more alive right now than I'm going to be tonight. Amen. The only difference is you're just going to see my pretty face. That's it. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're a first-time visitor, you can sow into our soil by going to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And hit the donate button there. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we bless you for blessing us. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it. Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say thank you, 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 we say thank you for the word of God. God, you said that your people perish for lack of knowledge, and it is not your desire that any of us be ignorant. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for helping us. God, we're waiting on you to do something that you're waiting on us to do. The truth of the matter is we're not waiting on you. You're waiting on us. Father, help us not to be afraid to pick up our lance and start to winging it, start to hurling it. Oh, my God. And let the devil know that greater is he that lives within us than he that lives in the world. Father God, as we go out on this hot day, we ask that you would remember those without air conditioning, those without fans, those without circulation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, help your people to keep hydrated, Father God, with water on this very, very dangerous heat, Father God, that they predict is going to take place already here. Glory be to God. I'm sitting here sweating. I am sweating, but I need to sweat. So thank you for the sweat. Thank you, Father. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, and premature death in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. We cancel it. We cancel it. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Father God, we bless the money, Father God, as you have touched the hearts of your people to give generously. And for you love a cheerful giver. Father God, we receive the money, Father God. We ask that you would bless it for the upbuilding of your kingdom, the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. And Father, you would bless the giver 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Bless, Father God, us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock as we come. Bless the warrior. Keep her safe, Father God, from all spirits of retaliation. And bless us, Father God, as we come back at 10 o'clock, Father God, for our praise party, not to impress nobody but you, not to serve nobody but you. Father God, bless our host for the 10 o'clock altar, Father God. Keep her safe, and we bind every spirit of retaliation. And we just want to say thank you for a blessed day. Every step we take in faith today yields a bumper harvest. We decree it and we declare it. And it is so. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling, we bind every spirit of retaliation. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. As we seal this prayer, this service, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare, it cannot and it will not be broken. Amen, amen, and amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Saints, pull out that seventh piece of your arm and start swinging it. And watch and see what happened. Watch and see what won't happen that the devil meant to happen. And watch and see what will happen that the devil didn't mean to happen. Amen. Because with God, all things are possible. Love you, love you, love you.
Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Pull out your lance, saints, and work it, baby. Fight the good fight of faith. Pastor Bradford, signing out. Love you, love you, love you.